Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay. Joe Kent, who's head, Trump's head of the National Counterterrorism Center. He's a Trump appointee. National Counterterrorism Center is a federal agency. Jumping in to clarify about the level of vetting these Afghan soldiers got before they came here. Mm-hmm. He says, it is true that the terrorist who conducted the attack in D.C. was vetted by the intelligence community. This is him posting this to X. However, he was only vetted to serve as a soldier to fight against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS in Afghanistan. He was not vetted for his suitability to come to America and live among us as a neighbor, integrate into our communities, or eventually become an American citizen. He says, during Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, his administration negligently used the vetting standard described above as the standard for being brought directly into the U.S., foregoing previous normally used vetting standards applied to special immigrant visas and any common sense vetting or concern for Americans. And he writes, as a result, over 85,000 Afghans, including individuals with backgrounds similar to the shooter, were rapidly admitted to our country. Now, listen to this. He says, it's not just Afghans. Broader immigration from Muslim-majority nations and regions surged under Biden. Listen to the number. I about fell off my chair. I didn't realize it was this high. With over 2 million individuals entering during Biden's term, often with minimal scrutiny amid record border crossings. This is a deadly combination. So what he's saying here is a lot of these Muslims or people from Muslim nations who are here, they showed up at the border and they were just processed quickly and then dumped into hotels. We learned over the weekend, Joe Biden had pressured various airports to create living spaces for them, spending millions of dollars to house them. We didn't know who they are. 2 million. Can you imagine?
Well, apparently the Biden administration didn't care who they were.
No, they didn't care. They didn't care. And look, they know when you're talking Muslim majority nations, all they care about is that Sunni Muslims vote Democrat at the highest rate of any other people on earth, 92%. But you take Shia Muslims. So Sunni Muslims, you get a lot of Sunni Muslims from Afghanistan. Shia Muslims come from places like Iran. They're still in the low 80s. So these are heavily Democrat populations. I think they just want to take as many as possible. They don't want to create records of who they took. They just let them go. Now, as the nation reels and says, oh my gosh, I mean, New York Post headline, 5,000 of those we took from Afghanistan. This is from a Senate report they just got a hold of, national security concerns about them. Were they deported? No, nobody cares. We kept them under Joe Biden. Okay, well, that's 5,000 of the Afghans. But I mean, how big is the problem overall? I can't play this enough times. This is earlier this year, Kristi Noem, on finding that the Biden administration had signed up at least 9 million illegal immigrants to have social security numbers illegally, including 6,000 terrorists, people either on our terror watch list or on international terror watch list or on other countries' terror watch list. So I want to just put in perspective, Lee, how big this problem is. It's so much bigger than just 5,000 Afghans who have national security concerns in their backgrounds.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens.
Yeah, you can't do that. So they were quietly hiding their illegal immigrant nation by giving them Social Security numbers. That kind of makes sense why they needed to give them the free phone at the border just to keep up with them. Here, have your Social Security number. Would you like some benefits? Yeah, we don't really care about your sketchy background from Bangladesh where you are running an ISIS outpost. Cool, fine. Here, want some welfare money? Hey, you know what though? Definitely sign up to vote when you're filling out the welfare application. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. So people, I don't think Americans fully understand. I mean, we've spent the whole weekend debating, you know, was he vetted enough? Well, he got more vetting than the 2 million coming over the border.
Well, that's true, but that's still not anywhere near enough.
Yeah. Oh, no. But I mean, I don't think people fully understand the level of the danger that we're in here. And honestly, I'm blown away. This hasn't blown sky high. I have played this audio for a few years now. Independent journalist Anthony Aguero discovered that the Border Patrol had been forced to go out there with a blowtorch and basically weld open a door in the Trump wall near Lukeville, where there was no crossing before, so that 700 to 1,000 Muslim men from Muslim nations brought in by the Organization for Islamic Cooperation, could quietly file in from the desert. And it's very clear they didn't want them going over a known crossing where there was National Guard and a lot of cameras. Here's Anthony Aguero and what he watched that summer, night after night after night, 700 to 1,000 Muslim men.
The last couple of months, I myself have documented countries from Afghanistan, Chad, Egypt, Guinea, Indonesia, Iran, Jordan, Libya, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Pakistan, Senegal, Somalia, Turkey, Yemen, Syria, Bangladesh, Cameroon, Iraq, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan. This organization is part of is called the Islamic Cooperation. And these men continue to arrive every single night down here on the southern border. Last night, I was out there with a group of about 700 Africans and men from the Middle East, all from predominantly Muslim countries.
Bill Malusian, Lee, with Fox News, would then pick up the story, went down there, started covering it.
Video our team shot in Arizona late yesterday afternoon. This is that Lukeville area we've been reporting from the last few weeks. More men from all around the world crossing illegally. Large numbers of men from Africa, countries like Liberia, Mali, Senegal, Guinea.
What he's not saying there, these are 80 and 90% Muslim nations. Mm-hmm. And remember the pictures. You can look them up today. Fox News did the coverage. There isn't a single woman among them. It's all fighting age men. Yeah. So the size of this problem is massive. And it's so bad that former assistant directors of the FBI wrote letters to members of Congress, signed a letter saying, listen, we've got a problem because so many fighting age men from very sketchy places we can't background have now come in here into the United States of America. And they said, look, the who is crossing that border has changed. So we've got a massive, massive problem here. Honestly, I'm surprised things haven't blown sky high. Meanwhile, over the weekend, former CIA officer and counterterrorism analyst Sarah Adams, who runs her own outfit, she's been tracking the terrorists flowing into our country, had yet a response to this, but yet another warning.
Yeah, I mean, the figure is there's about 8,000 to 10,000 terrorists who arrived here in the last 4 to 5 years. ISIS alone has over 3,000. Al-Qaeda says they sent 1,000 to do just their homeland attack. Joe Kent, when confirmed, said there was 1,400 Afghans with links to a terrorist group and 600 additional known people here who came through an ISIS pipeline. So those are some big numbers being thrown around when only 19 did 9/11.
That's what I always go back to when I hear these figures, that there were 19 people that perpetrated 9/11.
And that's what she was saying over the weekend. She's talking about Joe Kent. Joe Kent is, again, the head of Trump's counterterrorism task force, who's basically been warning that there's 8,000 to 10,000 known or suspected terrorists that have arrived under Joe Biden and the Democrats. And Al-Qaeda has bragged online that they sent 1,000 for homeland attacks, just for homeland attacks, not just to live here. So, I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg. I don't think Americans have any idea what it's like out there or what it's going to be like to try to clean this mess up as Democrats fight every single arrest, trying to keep them here. Because, again, they know they vote Democrat at a very high rate, and that's all they care about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, folks, we've been following the absolute massive levels of fraud since Doge began uncovering them all over the country. Everybody's got their hands in the till and they're just stealing money. There's almost no fraud controls with the federal government of any kind. That was one of the most shocking things Doge found. Remember, we were finding out that up to a third of Treasury payments that went out every day just literally transferred to bank accounts with no names on them. Remember programs, federal programs that were supposed to be ended months and years and even decades ago were still paying out to random accounts with no names on them? I mean, the level of the fraud, the grift, and the thievery is insane. I still remain convinced we could cut at least a third of the federal budget if we just got rid of the fraud. There's that number, a third, roughly a third. Major fight getting ready to go down in D.C., and it looks like it's not just illegal immigrants signed up by Democrat governors in Democrat states that are defrauding the United States of America. It may be just about everyone, including the insurance companies. Take a listen to this. And now you're hearing the Democrats scream bloody murder. We gotta, we gotta fix Obamacare. Well, the big fight on the Hill right now is how to do that, right? Well, this is what's so surprising to me. Because Democrats are often, they're the ones who trash corporations. Democrats are fighting to just send a bigger check directly to the healthcare companies. And then you sign up for your Obamacare and you don't even realize you're being subsidized. Trump is saying no, that we want to go around the healthcare companies. We want to give people a voucher. I don't agree with any of this, by the way. It's socialism. But Trump thinks we can save a ton of money if we give people a check, let them shop for whoever they want to use, shop by price, because they're also paying parts of it. But listen to the level of fraud that is being uncovered in Washington right now. This is Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas. And he's talking about just the shocking level of the fraud on Fox News this weekend. Listen to this.
Just could you imagine walking into McDonald's and seeing a menu and not knowing what the price of the Big Mac is versus the fish filet, right? So we want to give patients the price tags, give them money in their healthcare savings account, then let them make the choices. Again, insurance companies wrote Obamacare, and now they're up to getting $150 billion of money from the federal government, and 35% of these patients are fraudulent. They're ghost patients. 35% of the people in Obamacare don't have one claim. So we need to fix the fraud. We need to put this money in the hands of patients.
Wait. 35% aren't real? What? How? Are big companies defrauding you, me, the federal government? No. It's in how the Democrats wrote the bill. They always do this. They wrote the fraud in. Listen to how they're doing it.
What they did is now Obamacare is paying insurance scouts to go out there. All they need is a patient's birth date and their name, and they're turning them into Obamacare. And then the federal government is paying the entire premium. So the patients don't even know they're on Obamacare. 35% of the people on Obamacare never file a claim. That's too many. So I think that Obamacare is what's created this fraudulent opportunity more than anything else. And again, Democrats own this. Obamacare has been the law of the land for 15 years. They own this crisis. To your point, President Trump, like myself, is a business person. We want to.
And he's trying to get around. So think about this. This has got to also be how the Democrats are hiding illegals on healthcare. If all you need is a name and a birth date, and if they get that, they count you as a customer and the federal government pays, they pocket the money. This is a massive scheme. So this is why you're seeing Donald Trump go around the insurance companies. He just launched that website, the Direct Buy for Pharmaceuticals, where you can buy directly from the pharmaceutical company, and it saves, you know, up to 50% the cost. I mean, it's just wasted on these stupid insurance companies that then turn around and make massive donations to Democrats. It's how the grift works. Well, listen to what Trump wants to do about it. And folks, there's going to be a massive brawl over this. And there shouldn't be.
The insurance companies are making a fortune. Their stock is up over 1,000% over a short period of time. They are taking in hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're not really putting it back, certainly not like they should. Why don't we just pay this money directly to the people of our country and let them buy their own health insurance? Now, they can put it in a health account. We can do it a lot of different ways. But they'd buy their own health insurance. They can negotiate price. And it's going to be locked, so they can't go out and buy a Cadillac. They can go out and buy health insurance.
So that's what the big fight's about right now, is the Democrats running around saying, oh, just Republicans want to, you know, gut Obamacare. Well, no, they want to stop sending this massive check directly to the insurance agencies. Then the insurance companies, you apply, you don't even realize you're getting a subsidy. They'll just show you, here's your rate a month and here's your plan or whatever. And you can only choose between these two or three because they're all in on it. Everybody else gets shut out. What Trump wants to do is say, hey, you pick your company. You could even take the money and go direct and pay a doctor if you want. So think about that. What Democrats do, they're fighting to, no, we want to write a check to the insurance companies. No oversight. $150 billion is what we have now. We just want to keep increasing it and increasing it. It's incredible. And it's literally that simple. That is what the fight is about right now. That, and then the fact that we increase the amount we pay a huge amount during COVID, and the Democrats want to keep that locked in, keep it going to the insurance companies. I know. A lot of great responses on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, here are the stories this morning about 2 million Muslims crossing the border is mind-boggling. Democrats would sell their mothers for votes. Folks, they would. And the thing is, Sunni Muslims vote Democrat at the highest rate on earth, 92%. Shia is about 82%. That's why they want them. They do not care about their background. In fact, they'd rather not know. So when Trump says, we're going to review the backgrounds of all these people, throw them out, Democrats go wild because they know what we're going to find. Here's the problem. There's nothing inherently wrong with being from a Muslim country, but these 19 countries are hostile to the United States of America. They don't share data with us, so we can't background check you. And the Democrats want to keep them anyway. The numbers from the weekend are astonishing. I'll break them down quickly here. New York Post reporting 5,000, over 5,000 Afghan migrants flagged on national security grounds since 2021. Again, that's just the Afghan migrants. It's according to Department of Homeland Security data obtained by the New York Post. If you want to read it, it's over 5,000 Afghan migrants flagged on national security grounds since 2021. It's mind-boggling. 5,005 came up with national security concerns. 956 more people had public safety concerns, and 876 were flagged for fraud. Like immigration fraud. In other words, they didn't give true information. They need further scrutiny. The Biden administration do anything about any of them? No, of course not. Good Democrat voters. They're Sunni Muslims. They're from Afghanistan. They vote Democrat at a 92% rate. No other group of people on earth votes Democrat at a rate that high. Not even black people anymore. So that's what you're dealing with. They don't care. That's all you've got to do to understand this, is to understand what I just told you. But the shocking news over the weekend, National Center for Terrorism, Trump appointee Joe Kent writing, the vetting standard the Biden administration was using was the one that the CIA used in Afghanistan. Let me read what he wrote. He says, it's true the terrorist who conducted the attack in D.C. against our National Guard members was vetted by the intelligence community. However, he was only vetted to serve as a soldier to fight against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS in Afghanistan. He was not vetted for his suitability to come to America and live among us as a neighbor. That standard is normally the special immigrant visa standard. That was not applied. But you want to know something chilling? Who this guy actually is. This is incredible. You can find all of the links here on my X feed this morning if you want to go check it out. 2 million of them here in America. Most of them came over our border. They're not Afghans. All of them not really screened, rushed into the country from 19 countries of concern where, folks, we can't vet them because we do not have relationships or cooperative relationships with their government, or their government is terrorist run or influenced. We can't trust anything that they say. So you got that problem, and it's huge. But who did we bring into the country? You need to read this article. It's by John Solomon of Just the News. He quotes, of all people, NBC News. Headline, CIA cut deal bringing Afghan zero unit fighters, including accused guardsman killer, to the U.S. Who were the zeros? Fox News knows, and I put the Chyron up because I about fell off my chair this weekend when I saw it on Fox. Who are the zeros? Well, this is from the Fox News Chyron, known for their brutality called death squads. The units, according to Fox, quote, operated outside the chain of command, of U.S. and Afghan forces. In other words, total deniability. Why? The CIA, as I've been telling for years, specializes in recruiting the most brutal jihadis and paying them as hired assassins, hired killers, death squads, or exploiting, you know, exploiting tensions, say, between tribes, ethnicities. In other words, we'll pay you to hunt Taliban. You're all jihadis, but your tribe doesn't like your tribe. So here, have a gun. Oh, by the way, we have total deniability. Folks, they're not some good guys just helping out America because they want a Big Mac and an apple pie. These are hardcore death squad killers. Well, we probably just bought a few of them here. I mean, it wasn't a lot. Oh, wait till you hear. It was a lot. We brought all 12,000. Wait, I'm sorry. The CIA imported the Afghan death squads? Uh-huh. The ones they only vetted for their suitability to hand a gun to kill the Taliban in Afghanistan. Yes. And many were jihadis? Uh-huh. And they're here. Whoa, yeah. Them and their family members for a total of 38,000. We just loaded them onto the planes. When you read John Solomon's article, and again, if you want to read it, it's at justthenews.com. John Solomon's legendary DC reporter. I love him. He's one of the few who got the Russia collusion hoax correct from the beginning. Solid reporter. Not a flamethrower by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, this article, the way it's written, is very boring. And you pick through it to get, and you're just like, whoa. He documents how those exit flights out of Afghanistan, the CIA was consuming like 33% of the space, often moving the zeros and their families, their death squads, in other words, ahead of American citizens. Nobody knew who they were. The CIA is just loading them on. Flight after flight after flight. Until all 12,000 and their family members had been moved here. These are people who were so bad. Again, let me read to you who he is. He was assigned to the 03 unit. Those are death squads. Quote from Fox News, known for their brutality, called death squads. Units operated outside the chain of command of U.S. and Afghan forces. Why would they do that? Because of deniability. These are brutal killers. They brought them here. Why? Why did they do that? Well, if you read the John Solomon article, they have an explanation. Because, of course, you're going to need to explain it at some point. I'm going to tear it to pieces because they're lying. I know this conflict very well. Wrote about a half a book on it before I gave up and realized there's no one who wants to buy this. On the left, they don't want to buy it. And on the right, they don't want to buy it. We want to believe our CIA is pro-American. They're not. They're pro-jihadi. They put violent jihadist regimes in power all over the world. That's what Arab Spring was. CIA lied and said, well, we had to get them to secure Hamid Karzai Airport so we could evacuate after the collapse. So we had to offer them all citizenship. Sorry, 12,000. You're going to love them. They vote Democrat. Yeah, little murder here, little death squad there. No big deal. No, folks, that's a lie. You know why? Hamid Karzai Airport in Kabul did not fall to the Taliban. Remember what we would learn later? That we sent a general to Qatar to offer the Taliban to be in control. We put them in control of the city. We could have put the Afghan forces that we trained 2,000 casualties, training them, arming them, killing Taliban. No, we didn't want the Afghans in charge. They wanted the Taliban in charge. So we put the Taliban in charge. Then the CIA said, hey, we'll give all 12,000 of you American citizenship, green card, all that, if you go secure the airport. We'd already put the Taliban in charge. We didn't need them to secure the airport. We had handed it to the Taliban as we planned. By the way, in that meeting, Wall Street Journal reported, Taliban didn't want to be in charge. They're like, no, y'all do it. You do your own evacuation, then we'll just take over. We insisted they take over, and then the CIA used that as cover to say, well, we had to trade it to them so we could get out of there. No, they didn't. Why do they want them here? They got a plan for their death squads? Death squads so brutal, they operated outside the U.S. chain of command for deniability. I have a feeling we're going to hear from these guys again. I wonder what they're up to right now. I hope Trump gets them the hell out of here as fast as possible. So to recap where we are and who this guy is, the CIA brought their Afghan death squads to America. All of them. Roughly 10 to 12,000 members, and their families, many of them hardened jihadis themselves. They didn't vet them, not according to normal visa standards. They only vetted them in the field as being appropriate to go up against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. And a lot of these guys will fight those groups, not because they're not jihadis too, but because they're from different sects, they're from different tribes. They're fighting over territory and for control. It's not because they're good guys who love America. That ain't a thing. They're not moderate Muslims either. The CIA lied. They said, well, we had to give them all a pathway to citizenship and put them on the planes to America. Well, without vetting them, really, because we needed them to protect Hamid Karzai Airport. Remember how it fell to the Taliban? Well, we would later find out it didn't fall to the Taliban. Joe Biden put them in charge. One of our generals, according to the Wall Street Journal, flew to Doha and talk the Taliban into taking control. Folks, we had trained the Afghan army. They were supposed to take control. We shut them out. A lot of them ended up dead. We did that. So we didn't need these death squads to protect us and, you know, just help us get on the plane after the oopsie-doopsie disaster. Oopsie. Gosh darn. Why does it so the CIA lied to get these guys here, all 12,000 of them, plus their family members for a total of 38,000, none of them vetted to the visa standard. You know why? They couldn't pass it. Why do they want them here? Here's what gets weird. What happened after that? New York Times is an article, and they quote the Bellingham, Washington landlord, a landlord for the DC guard shooter. You know who showed up to pay this terrorist rent and get him and his nice little family settled? This wonderful death squad member? George Soros. Not personally. No, no, no. A group called World Relief. They just showed up and paid his rent so he could move in. So cool, right? Where did the money come from? Well, it was your tax dollars paid by USAID. So USAID sent the money to George Soros-linked NGO World Relief, and then they just show up, and here's this very nice death squad member, totally unvetted, like 11,000 of his other friends. Here's his rent, first month's payment, last month's payment, anything else we could do for him? Cool. They just show up and settle him right in. Wonder what for? I have a feeling we're going to find out, and I don't think we're going to like it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.